As the sun sinks behind the hill, stars peek through darkness still. Branches stretch in cool of night, reflecting peace, royal light. As day fades and night awakes, hope drifts on air and makes a way for trees to cradle a dream, stitching a plan upon earth's seam. Each tree had a dream, not knowing what God truly had in store for each.
An Advent prayer of joy. Hear you heavens and listen earth, for the Lord has spoken. The Lord has announced from heaven what will come to pass. We, the people of the earth, pray this. You, O Lord, are righteous and true. Your name endures forever. Your glory continues as far as the setting of the sun. All nations are blessed by you. O God, do not be far from us. Do not hide yourself from us. Our mouths tell of your righteousness and of your holy mountain, the place of everlasting peace. You, O Lord, are kind and gracious. You are our rock and fortress in times of trial and fear. We exalt your steadfast love, for you have seen our afflictions and pain. You have set us at the side of your beloved Son, our King of glory. Even when our strength fails, our breath turns to dust, and our hearts waste away, you are with us. In you, we take our sanctuary. You, O Lord, are our fountain of joy. Restore to us the joy of your salvation, and sustain us with your Holy Spirit. The meek shall obtain fresh joy in you, O Lord, and the neediest people shall exult in the Holy One of Israel. We pray this prayer to you alone, O loving God, in the name of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Once upon a mountaintop, three trees stood and dreamed of what they wanted to become when they grew up.
The first tree said, "Someday I hope to be a treasure chest. People could fill me with gold, silver, and precious gems. They could decorate me with intricate carvings, and everyone would see its beauty."
The second tree said, "Someday I will be a mighty ship. I will take kings and queens across the sea and sail to unknown places. Everyone will feel safe because of the strength of my hull."
Finally, the third tree said, "I want to grow and to be the tallest and the straightest tree in the forest. People will see me on top of a hill, look up to my branches, and think of the heavens and God. They will remember me as the greatest tree of all time."
Ah, to be young, full of dreams and plans, to be a child who looks on the world with eyes of total dependence, complete trust, openness, and sincerity. Hope is the lens that washes the world in silvery light, even in the dark of night. The hope we have is more than a season. The evergreens stand in the deepest of winters as a sign that spring will come. Today, we enjoy the beauty of the evergreens here in our sanctuary.
Dear Lord, open our eyes to see your miracles, like the little children. Open our ears to hear your word, like little children. Open our minds to your understanding, like little children. Open our hearts and fill them with your love and forgiveness, like little children. Amen.
After years of praying that their dreams would come true, a group of woodsmen came upon the trees.
One came to the first tree and said, "This looks like a strong tree. I can sell it to a carpenter." After being cut down, the tree was happy because he knew that the carpenter would make him into a treasure chest.
At the second tree, a woodman said, "This tree looks like a strong tree. I can sell it to the shipyard." The second tree was happy because he knew that he was on his way to becoming a mighty tree, a ship.
When the woodsman came upon the third tree, the tree was frightened because he knew that if they cut him down, his dreams would not come true. A woodsman said, "I don't need anything special from this tree, so I'll just take it back with me."
God knows our strengths, and he will use those to glorify him. God sees our substance, what we are made of. Are we beautiful, strong, loyal? God knows. Our days are fashioned. He has a plan. In our story, the trees are hopeful that their dreams will be realized, except for the third tree. He is confused, unable to understand why he was not left to stand tall on the mountaintop. The only answer is trust. The love of Christ encircles our lives and future, allowing us to surrender to the one who is love. When the first tree arrived at the carpenter's, they made it into a feed box for animals. It was then placed in a barn and filled with hay. They cut the second tree and made a small fishing boat. They cut the third tree into large pieces and left it alone in the dark. Years went by, and the trees forgot their dreams.
One day, a man and a woman came into the barn. She gave birth, and they placed the baby in the feed box made from the first tree. The tree could feel the importance of this event and knew that it had held the greatest treasure of all time.
Years later, a group of men got in a fishing boat made from the second tree. One man went to sleep. A great storm arose, and the tree didn't think it was strong enough to keep the men safe. The men woke the sleeping man. He said and said, "Be calm," and the storm stopped. At that time, the tree knew that it had carried the King of Kings in its boat.
Finally, someone came and got the third tree. It was carried through the streets as the people mocked the man who was carrying it. Later, they nailed the man to the tree and raised him up to die at the top of a hill. On the third day, the tree came to realize that it was strong enough to stand at the top of a hill and be as close to God as was possible. Jesus had been crucified on it.
Christ's offering of self for love of God and love of humanity is what draws us to Christ and into God's family as brothers and sisters. Out of a simple feed box comes the greatest treasure. Out of a smelly fishing boat, the King of Kings. And the cross, the sacrifice. Just as the legend of the poinsettia tells of the weeds found outside a church in Mexico, blossoming into one of the most beautiful gifts to offer the Christ child on Christmas Eve, let us now offer our gifts to the one who made the greatest sacrifice. Christmas and Easter are connected. In fact, Christmas without Easter is meaningless, and Easter without Christmas is not possible. From our story, we see that God uses the ordinary to do the extraordinary. From Isaiah 9:6, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. So glorious is the one who comes that names abound and praise never ceases." They each lived out their dreams, just not in the way they expected. Life is full of surprises. Your existence has a purpose. Don't let anything stop you from fulfilling it. Mark Twain once said, "The two most important days in your life are the day you were born and the day you find out why."
Isaiah chapter 42, verses 6 through 7, and chapter 60, verse 19. "I, the Lord, have called you for a good reason. I will grasp your hand and guard you, and give you as a covenant to the people, as a light to the nations, to open blind eyes, to lead the prisoners from prison, and those who sit in darkness from the dungeon."
The Lord will no longer be your light by day, nor will the moon shine for illumination by night. The Lord will be your everlasting light, your God will be your glory.
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light."